Hello, everyone. My name is Gabe, and welcome to Studio Classroom. Well, I was just trying to think of some other creative ways to use plants. Yesterday, we learned that houseplants not only help to purify the air, but they also help to promote good health. And I was just thinking that maybe I could hide behind this plant, then when someone walks by, I can jump out and scare him. Isn't that a great idea? I really think it could work. Oh, and here's another idea. Maybe I can just carry this big old tree inside and see if it reduces the pollutants in the air. Today we're going to continue learning about some of the health benefits of houseplants. First, we're going to discuss how houseplants reduce stress and fatigue, and then we will find out how plants promote restful sleep. Sounds interesting, right? Well, let's get started with our reading. Here we go. All right.
The power of houseplants. Reduce stress and fatigue. Houseplants also create a more relaxing and peaceful atmosphere in your home. As a result, they help you feel calmer and more optimistic about life. How do they do this? Plants have been shown to lower blood pressure due to their stress-relieving nature. They can also help block outdoor noise from traffic or construction, which also reduces stress. One organization says that plants not only increase your self-esteem, but they can also make you feel happier. For best results, place one large plant every 10 square meters around your home.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 construction 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 construct, 建筑或建造这个动词。所以 construction 是指建造或者是建筑物。例如 you need to wear helmets to enter the construction site. 如果你要进工地就必须要戴安全帽。或者是 the museum is a modern construction which is the city's landmark.这个博物馆是一栋非常现代化的建筑物，是这个城市的地标。接着我们看的是 self-esteem 这个名词， esteem 是指尊严，所以 self-esteem 是指自尊或自尊心。例如 a loving and nourishing learning environment can build a child's self-esteem， 一个充满关爱又温暖的学习环境能够建造一个孩子的自尊心。或者是 even though Robin is pretty and talented, she still suffers from low self-esteem. 虽然 Robin 既漂亮又有才华，但是她却深受低落的自尊心所苦。
Okay, everyone, I'm Rebecca. Now, Gabe, why are you carrying that big tree?
Well, that is a nice big tree. Well,
it looks pretty heavy.
It's kind of a small bush, actually. Well, because it's a plant, and I know that plants help to cut down or reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the air, and they create oxygen for us. And oxygen is important, so I thought the more plants, the better. But Rebecca, I know this is not exactly a house plant, is it?
No, this is not really a house plant, but yes, it is a plant indeed. And I know why you brought this house plant in. I mean, it's not a house plant, this tree in. Mm-hmm. You're wanting to reduce the pollutants in the air.
You're exactly right.
Wow, it already feels so much cleaner.
I know, see? I knew it could be helpful. Well, friends, we do have something to learn from our lesson today. We see the phrase reduce stress and fatigue. All right, so yesterday we learned about reducing drowsiness. Plants can help you feel more awake. Now here we're talking about reducing stress and fatigue. I know everyone feels stressed out sometimes, right?
That's for sure. Well, our lesson reads, houseplants also create a more relaxing and peaceful atmosphere in your home. So that's the other reason why, Gabe, you decided to bring this bush in, because you wanted the studio to feel more relaxed.
Exactly.
I
thought it
was
so good for the feng shui as well, you know? Mm-hmm. It's good to have a plant here. Well, we read on, as a result, they help you feel calmer and more optimistic about life. Well, that's just great. It's good to feel optimistic, isn't it?
Life is so beautiful. I know today is going to be a good day. I'm so excited about life.
Well, that's just wonderful, Rebecca. For you, but for me, I didn't get much sleep. It's going to be a long day. There's a lot of work to be done. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. It's going to be terrible.
Well, Gabe, look on the bright side. At least you got some sleep. And also, at least you have a job. Do you know how many people in the world don't have a job?
Rebecca, I just wish I could be more optimistic like you. Instead, I'm so pessimistic.
Well, it's easy. All you have to do is change your thinking. Change the way you think. Try to look for the positive things. If you're an optimistic person, you look for the positive. If you're a pessimistic person, you're always looking for the negative things. No matter what happens, nothing seems to go the way you want it to.
That's right. I guess it really is all about the way that you choose to look at a situation. So you just saw the words optimistic and pessimistic. Those are adjectives to describe how you feel, or maybe a certain person. Now you can talk about that person as an optimist or a pessimist. I was a pessimist just now, and Rebecca, of course, is always the optimist.
Well, I do like looking on the bright side of things. Well, talking about houseplants can make you feel more optimistic about life. How do they do this? Well, our lesson says plants have been shown to lower blood pressure due to their stress-relieving nature. Now, we want to talk about this word, or this phrase, due to. What does it mean, due to?
Well, it kind of means because of. So the sentence could also read, plants have been shown to lower blood pressure because of their stress-relieving nature. All right, but I think that there are many ways you could use this phrase. Rebecca, do you have an example?
You could say, unfortunately, we had to cancel our picnic due to the bad weather.
Ah.
It was very unfortunate.
We were late to the concert due to traffic on the way.
Well, you should have left earlier, Gabe. Then you wouldn't have been stuck in the traffic.
Yes, you're right, Rebecca. Well, friends, think of some other ways that you can use this phrase, due to. All right, plants have been shown to lower blood pressure due to their stress-relieving nature. It's nice to have things in life that relieve stress. They make you more relaxed.
Well, what else can plants do? Our lesson says they can also help block outdoor noise from traffic or construction, which also reduces stress. Now let's jump down another sentence and let's read, for best results, place one large plant every 10 square meters around your home. Now we want to take some time and talk about this phrase, for best results. Typically, when I see this phrase, I think of baking.
Oh, why do you think of baking, Rebecca?
Well, of course, if you want to make cornbread.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about making cornbread?
Have I ever thought about making cornbread? No, I've only thought about eating cornbread.
Okay, well, if you want to make cornbread, for best results, you should definitely use butter, real butter, and not oil.
Oh, interesting. So there are different ways to do something, and if there is a best way, you could say, for best results, do it this way. Just like we read, for best results, place one large plant, like this, every 10 square meters around your home. Well, here's another example.
Okay, I'm ready.
Maybe you have some lotion for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe on the back of the lotion, it says, for best results, apply once in the morning and once in the evening before you go to bed.
That is an excellent example, Gabe. Now, do you do that? Do you apply lotion once in the morning and once in the evening?
Well, no, I do like to wash my face, but maybe I should try to do things to have the best result. That's always the best thing to do. You're here studying English with us. for best results, practice. Practice, practice, practice every day.
That's right. And maybe you should take some time to try to form your own sentences using this phrase for best results. Now, you know, Gabe, our lesson says that we should place one large plant every 10 square meters around your home.
Mm-hmm.
But look at our plants. They're really right next to each other, aren't they?
Well, you're right. Maybe we can do something about that. But for right now, Liz would like to talk about something. Let's take a closer look with her about a sentence in the next section. Here we go.
Hello, how are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and let's go ahead and take a closer look at this sentence. For a good night's sleep, try adding a snake plant to the corner of your room. The writer is saying that if you want to get a good night's sleep, you can try adding a snake plant to the corner of your room. Our focus today is on the pattern for something, try something. It's not a hard pattern, and it's a good one to use when you want to promote something or let people know what they can try doing if they are wishing for a certain situation. For example, if you want to suggest to someone how they can improve the flavor of their soup, you can say, for an extra burst of flavor in your soup, try adding some pepper and a squeeze of lemon before you serve the soup. Or maybe you want people to know that they can get coupons from a certain website. So you can say, for an extra discount, try getting coupons from this website. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
Oh. Where should I put this plant? Maybe this is the best place for it. Oh, well, welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. Okay, let's see if it works. I am going to hide behind this little tree, and when Rebecca walks by, I'm going to jump out and scare her. Oh, here she comes.
Hey, Gabe. Gabe? Where are you?
Oh.
Gabe, what are you doing?
Well, I scared you. I scared you, didn't I?
It didn't work. You didn't scare me. You can hide behind that tree, but you definitely didn't scare me this time.
Oh, right.
Anyway, well, let's continue with our lesson to find out how plants promote restful sleep. You could try again next time, Gabe.
That's how much good this tree is. I can't even hide behind the tree to scare somebody. We'll see you after this next reading.
The power of houseplants. Promote restful sleep. For a good night's sleep, try adding a snake plant to the corner of your room. Unlike most plants, snake plants release oxygen during the night. This helps to keep the airflow fresh, which contributes to sound sleep. You could even try the Gerbera daisy. Houseplants can beautify your home as well as provide many health benefits. So go out and get some today. They will not only make you feel better, but also make your home more elegant.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 beautify 这个动词。Beautify 是指美化或者是装饰，它的受词都是地点。例如 ，The government is determined to beautify the city with the large city park. 政府下定决心要用一个大型的市公园来美化这个城市。它的名词是 beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y. 例如 ，The beauty of the sunset was captured by this photo. 这张照片捕捉到了日落的美丽。所以我们看的是 elegant 这个形容词。Elegant 是指优雅的。例如 ，The bride looks elegant and beautiful in her wedding gown. 新娘穿着结婚礼服，看起来既优雅又美丽。或者是 ，The elegant manners of the old lady attracted my attention. 这位老太太优雅的举止吸引了我的注意。它的名词是 elegance, E-L-E-G-A-N-C-E. 例如 There is an atmosphere of elegance in this restaurant. 这家餐厅有一种优雅的气氛。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we've already learned that houseplants can reduce stress and fatigue. And now we're going to talk about how houseplants can promote restful sleep.
Okay, so for a good night's sleep, which we all enjoy, try adding a snake plant to the corner of your room. Unlike most plants, snake plants release oxygen during the night. Interesting. Well, I like that word, unlike, and it's very useful here because I guess this is comparing snake plants with other plants. It's saying how it's not like other plants.
Exactly. So you could also say, unlike many people, my friend, she loves cockroaches.
Ew, she loves cockroaches.
Yeah.
That is unlike most people, Rebecca.
It really is. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, this helps to keep the airflow fresh, which contributes to sound sleep. Now, we want to take some time and talk about this phrase, contributes to. Now, what exactly does it mean if something contributes to something else?
That means it helps something else. Or maybe if that other thing is a problem, it is part of the problem. For example, the bad weather contributes to his bad mood.
So what would be a good flower that you could possibly try? It's the Gerbera daisy.
Hey, I think we have a picture of that, or at least we have a picture of a nice daisy. Well, friends, this is a very nice picture. There are so many kinds of daisies out there, and they could be very helpful houseplants. Right now, let's go and see what the guys have to share in the information cloud. What is sound sleep?
Here's a question for you, friends. When you're sound asleep, are you making any sounds?
Well, you might be snoring, and that can be very loud, but no, that's not what being sound asleep means. The word sound, besides referring to noise, can also mean deep, peaceful, or unbroken. So, being sound asleep means to sleep deeply, without interruption.
The same is true for fast asleep. No, it doesn't mean you fall asleep very quickly. It too means to sleep deeply. The word fast here means tight, safe, and secure.
While we're on the subject of sleep, we know that oversleep means to sleep beyond our usual time of waking. For example, if you forget to set your alarm clock, you may oversleep and be late for school.
Now, on weekends, some people like to sleep more than they usually do. Steve, can we call that oversleeping?
No, we cannot. Oversleeping is usually accidental and unintentional. It's not good to oversleep, but if you intend to sleep later than you usually do, then you are sleeping in.
That's right. To sleep in means to stay in bed and sleep later than usual.
And that does not mean you go to bed later than usual. You sleep in the morning, not at night.
我们先来看两个跟睡眠相关的片语。Sound asleep 跟 fast asleep。Sound 跟 fast 在这里都不是它一般的意思。Sound 并不是发出声音。Fast 也不是快速的 ，sound asleep 跟 fast asleep 其实都表示睡得很沉很熟。另外 ，oversleep 是睡过头。你若是忘了设定闹钟，你第二天就有可能 oversleep。但如果是周末，你想要比平常晚一点起床，睡一个大头觉，那就不能用 oversleep， 那个叫做 sleep in。比如说 ，It's Saturday, I want to sleep in。除了 sleep in， 我们也可以用 sleep late。所以 sleep late 并不是晚上很晚上床，而是早上比平时起得晚，睡大头觉的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. So if sleeping in means to wake up late one morning, then what does it mean to go to bed later than usual? You could use the phrase stay up late. He likes to stay up late, usually until 2 or 3, in the morning.
That is a very useful phrase, Gabe. Well, our lesson reads, houseplants can beautify your home as well as provide many health benefits. So what should you do? You should go get some houseplants today. Well, right now it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Don't be afraid. Come inside.
But did you know that indoor air can have 12 times more pollutants than outside air?
That's scary. So I did something about it.
You did?
Yes. I brought in some houseplants.
Houseplants? Does that help?
Yes. Houseplants can reduce indoor air pollutants by 87%.
Do you have fabric paint or cleaning supplies?
Yes, those are common items around the house.
But they give off chemicals.
Look, I have great air cleaning plants, spider plants, and English ivy.
Oh, that's good.
My indoor plants can keep you healthier. They decrease cold-related symptoms.
Like coughs and sore throats?
Yes, they cut down on the dust in the air. Look, Japanese royal ferns and peace lilies.
Hey, I feel less drowsy now.
That's because plants create oxygen, and they create a more relaxing and peaceful atmosphere.
Yes. I feel calm and more optimistic about life.
And thanks to my snake plants, I sleep better at night too.
And your plants beautify your home.
Yes, they provide health benefits and make my home more elegant.
Ah.
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm allergic to plants.
Do you want a more relaxing and peaceful atmosphere at home? Then try houseplants. They can help you feel more optimistic about life by lowering your blood pressure. How? Because they have a stress-reducing nature. They also help block noise from traffic and construction from outdoors. They make you feel happier. The suggestion for best results is to put plants about every 10 square meters around your home. And if you want to sleep well at night, put a snake plant in the corner of your room. They release oxygen during the night, which helps with keeping your airflow fresh. And plants beautify your home and make it look more elegant. So I think I'm going to get some today. What about you?
Well, I'm so happy I'm contributing to the nice air in this room with my little... Rebecca, you have so many more houseplants.
Well, of course. After today's lesson, I thought I needed to go buy some more houseplants.
That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, what about you? Do you have any houseplants? Mm-hmm. Maybe you need some new ones. Thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom, and we'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.